This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Bach and Mozart have one. ZZ Top has one. And of course, all of the Beatles have them. They are asteroids, and few people have the power to name them. Larry Wasserman can because he's discovered hundreds. He's a planetary astronomer at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff.
Comets, if you discover a comet, the comet is named after you. So if Joe Smith discovers a comet, it's Comet Smith. But if Joe Smith discovers an asteroid, then he can name it almost anything he wants.
There are some rules, however. Only the person who discovers it can name it. It can't be named for a religious figure, a living politician, or a pet. And money can't buy the right to name an asteroid. But if you find one, and it has an established orbit, Wasserman says you get to choose the name, as long as the International Astronomical Union Review Panel agrees.
One astronomer named one for his favorite airline, so there's a Swissair out there. There's one named for Abbott and Costello. There's one named for Simon and Garfunkel. There's one named for my parents. There's one named for my physics teacher in high school. There's one named for my kids. There's all kinds of names. Any name will do. It can be a place, a person, a thing.
Wasserman says there are about 500,000 known asteroids, but most of them don't have names. That's because today's giant survey telescopes capture thousands at a time.
You know, if you've got 10,000 objects, you just can't sit down and name all of them.
He's currently considering a submission to name the next asteroid, Brain Food. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.